It's EV News Briefly for Saturday, 3rd of May. Everything you need to know in less than 5 minutes. If you haven't got time for the full podcast, but you don't want to miss out on the news and you're just in a bit of a time crunch, Patreon supporters get the shows ad-free. You can be like them by clicking on a link in the show notes. Hyundai announcing pricing for its new large SUV, the IONIQ 9, a three-row EV added to their lineup. Base model, single motor, rear wheel drive, $60,000, EPA 335. The other trims go a little less far. They're slightly better loaded, though, by the time you get to all wheel drive. And the top trim, performance, calligraphy, design. It's 78,000 US, made, of course, in Georgia, with a native 3400 socket on the side. Staying with the same company, but sister brand Kia, EV6 here in the UK is now below £40,000. We have a threshold of paying more tax at 40k. It's got a luxury car tax, and so they've taken £6,000 off of it. But for that, you get the smaller battery, not 84 kilowatt hour, but instead 63 kilowatt hour. That's still plenty for most, by the way. 265 miles or 426 Ks on WLTP. And to get the price down, that could be very attractive on a single motor variant. General Motors say they will keep their EV prices despite the challenges set by the tariffs in the US. The Equinox and Blazer are made in Mexico. And CEO Mary Barra announcing that GM's revenue was up 2.3% in the first quarter, but they will take a hit on their earnings between $4 and $5 billion because of tariffs reducing their earnings. There is obviously a huge amount of turmoil in the EV industry right now because of tariffs, but they say for now, their brands, which are EVs, will stay the same price. They're the second largest automaker in the US and the biggest cell maker in the US as well, ahead of Tesla. Kenworth, some truck stuff. Kenworth is launching new electric truck models. The T880E uses the powertrain from their parent company, and this has got a big old 625 kilowatt hour battery pack. All of that energy stored will still only take a big truck 250 miles, but that is more than most, and this is for uses like short hauls and what they call less than truckload, LTL. Our second truck story is Mack Trucks launching their electric version of the Mack Pioneer with a day cab and a 44-inch short sleeper, they say, for regional haulage, drayage and hub-and-spoke operations. And finally, Tesla's Semi is in the news because at the ACT Expo, the Clean Transportation Conference last week, or this week just gone, Tesla showcased his progress with the truck. Dan Priestley was talking about the charging network and how they are going to be hopefully getting ready to make that vehicle in more numbers after announcing it in, showing it off in 2017. 10 years later, they should be increasing production. Tesla is also facing some headwinds around the world, and all for various reasons as well. So it's not just, I think, going to be a quick fix or one quick fix. You know, the CEO could remove himself from politics stateside, but you're still going to have some problems in China with the competition. And here in Europe, for some reason, Tesla's lost all its momentum. In fact, it's gone the other way. We've got the April numbers coming in. In France, registrations were down 59% in April compared to same month last year. UK, which has been the only bright spot really apart from Ireland, but it's very small numbers. UK down 60% in April year on year. Sweden down 80%. Only 203 Teslas sold in Sweden in April. And in Denmark, down by 67%. So some real problems there to fix. And Volkswagen recalling the ID Buzz for a very strange reason. They have to, because they put two seat belts in the back to make it a three-row vehicle. But the US authorities saying, well, you should probably have a third seat belt in case of small bummed people. And that's Briefly.
6 months from now, you could be running a 5K, booking that dream trip, or seeing thicker, fuller hair every time you look in the mirror. Through Hers, you can get dermatologist-trusted, clinically proven prescriptions with ingredients that go beyond what over-the-counter products offer. Whether you prefer oral or topical treatments, Hers has you covered. Getting started is simple. Just fill out an intake form online, and a licensed provider will recommend a customized plan just for you. The best part? Everything is 100% online. If prescribed, your treatment ships right to your door. No pharmacy trips, no waiting rooms, and no insurance headaches. Plus, treatments start at just $35 a month. Start your initial free online visit today at forhers.com/talk. That's forhers.com/talk. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information. 6 months from now, you could be running a 5K, booking that dream trip, or seeing thicker, fuller hair every time you look in the mirror. Through Hers, you can get dermatologist-trusted, clinically proven prescriptions with ingredients that go beyond what over-the-counter products offer. Whether you prefer oral or topical treatments, Hers has you covered. Getting started is simple. Just fill out an intake form online, and a licensed provider will recommend a customized plan just for you. The best part? Everything is 100% online. If prescribed, your treatment ships right to your door. No pharmacy trips, no waiting rooms, and no insurance headaches. Plus, treatments start at just $35 a month. Start your initial free online visit today at forhers.com/talk. That's forhers.com/talk. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.